Robert, this gets me fired up for the Hurricanes. What a win for them last night, game one, against the Nashville Predators. But seeing that crowd last night, 12,000 in Raleigh, got me pumped up for our next guest, who doesn't know what it's like in this state to see a real fired up crowd in the ACC. It's Steve Forbes, Wake Forest coach, kind enough to be here. I don't know if you're a hockey guy, but the idea of 12,000 people being in a building probably should fire you up.
Well, Josh, it's amazing that you just brought that up, because I've just been asked to sound the siren at the Carolina game in the playoffs this week. You think I ought to do that?
Tomorrow night?
I haven't decided yet.
You've got to go. Absolutely. Do you know anything about this? I can give you the lowdown right now.
Well, I've watched the Christian McCaffrey YouTube highlight.
Yesterday. Last night it was Wes Moore, the governor, I forget who else was out there. I think it was David Cutcliffe at Duke. You've got to do this, Coach.
Well, Cut's a ball coach. I don't know if I could do a follow-up Cut. I mean, I worked with Cut at Tennessee. He's a ball coach. Well, I've never even been to a hockey game before in my entire life, that would be my first time doing it. I don't know. We got to work it out. We're in negotiations right now, Josh. Negotiations. We have to work out the date here, but I have been asked to do that.
I saw how you spiked that medical face mask a year ago.
Well, I'm thinking I might sound the siren and spike the mask. What do you think? Go hand in hand. What do you think?
You absolutely should. I am so excited for this now. What a week it's been for Steve Forbes, who might get a chance to go to his first hockey game tomorrow night in the Stanley Cup playoffs and sound the Hurricane siren. And in addition to that, got to go to his first Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame ceremony over the weekend, because one of Wake Forest's finest, Tim Duncan, was inducted. What was the highlight of the ceremony for you?
I think probably listening to the speeches, you know, just how heartfelt those great players and coaches were, just to have to be honored, and then to basically kind of go through their life and their career that got them to that point, you know. And so, you know, and just having a connection, just not a personal connection to all of them, but watching them play, but, you know, but just listening to those guys and women just talk about their life, I think that was probably the most impactful. I mean, you know, because of COVID, we didn't get to really mingle, you know, like, you know, Magic and Jordan and Walt and all those, you know, everybody pretty much comes to those things. And so it was really neat to be in the same room with those people.
As you mentioned, it had to be pretty spread out, but what's the most famous person you encountered Saturday night?
Well, I mean, I saw Michael Jordan. He walked right in front of me. I didn't encounter him because he had a big security guard with him. I didn't really want to get my butt whipped by him. So
you're a pretty big guy yourself. I think you could take him.
Yeah, not that big. So probably Michael. I mean, there's a lot of great people there. And, you know, and then listening to Tim, you know, give his speech, and I thought it was interesting because there was a huge teleprompter out in front of, you know, everybody, and but Tim was just bullet points, and he just, you know, basically spoke from his heart, you know, about what he was talking about, and I thought it was, I thought he did a great job in his speech as well.
Steve Forbes is with us here, Wake basketball coach. Let's take care of some business here. You said we can expect to see an assistant coach hired by June. Do you have a scoop for us today?
I don't have a scoop. I mean, I'm in the process of talking to some people, you know, and I do think, what is today, Josh? I don't even know what day.
Today is the middle of May, May 18th.
Oh, yeah, we'll have somebody hired by then, by what I said, maybe before, you know, but...
How many candidates are you expected to interview?
I don't know. I mean, I don't really... I just talk to a lot of people, you know. It's not like... to me, it's not like, you know, hiring somebody at a major corporation. I mean, we don't bring in a bunch of people and sit them down with their resume and visit with them. It's just a lot of conversation on the phone. And so I've talked to several people, and I've talked to several people about several people. And I'll continue that process here until you know, I get to where I feel comfortable, and I don't think that'll take much longer.
Steve Forbes, Wake basketball coach here. Since being vaccinated, how much of Winston-Salem have you been able to explore?
A lot more. You know, we've been out and about, been downtown more. You know, I've been busy, though, with obviously still with my job, so I haven't been able to probably do as much yet. I've been home to see my mom, and I'm going back this week, went Thursday to help clean up some stuff around the house. So, you know, I've been out and about, you know, a little bit more, going up to Connecticut, you know, this past weekend, going over to graduation in Johnson City the weekend before for East Tennessee State. So, the traveling part has been, you know, it's been nice to get up out of the house and to get out of this little bubble of ours, you know, where we live. But I hope to explore Winston-Salem even more during the summer.
Yeah, and you're going to Raleigh tomorrow night. That's pretty exciting.
Well, don't say that. I haven't committed to tomorrow night yet.
I'm trying to commit for you because let me tell you this, Coach. I love all sorts of sports. There's no sport that I enjoy more in person than playoff hockey. I've been to so many different events.
That's what I hear.
Nothing's better.
I grew up in the Midwest, too, you know, where you think I have been around hockey. I mean, it is frigid up there. You know, my nephew played hockey. My sister lives in Minneapolis. And so I just have never, I've just really never been around it, you know, that much to really go to it. And then, you know, we played pretty much at the same time, you know, hockey season and basketball season kind of going off simultaneously. So I just have never really gotten into it.
Follow Steve Forbes on Twitter at Forbes Wake Hoops. And you always find something interesting if you scroll down just for a little while. Right. This one stands out to me. It's pretty sure hard-earned money was spent purchasing a pair of jeans that already had major holes in both knees. I remember when I was in school in the 70s dark ages, my mom threw away my favorite pair of jeans because they had holes in both knees. Times have changed. And there's a picture that you provided for us here. So if that's not a fashion trend that Steve Forbes participates in, give me one that you did.
Oh, well, you know, I did have holes in my jeans until my mom got rid of them. And then she put those iron-on patches on them. You probably don't know anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember when I was young, I had bell bottoms. You know, because that was the 70s. You know, that was the early 70s deal. You wore bell bottoms. And I think with style, you're either 20 years ahead or 20 years behind, right? So I think bell bottoms actually came back a few years ago, and I was like, what the heck? Oh, I'm pretty sure during the disco age, I had my collar all the way out of my suit coat or my, you know, and I probably wore a satin shirt, you know. I'm sure in the set there were some 70s fashion statements, probably ones we'd like to forget. And but the holes, you know, I remember when I was in college, I put holes in my jeans on purpose. You know, like that was supposed to be the cool thing to do, but I didn't pay for them. You know, I did it myself. Now people are paying like $300 for jeans. And some of these are skinny jeans too, which, you know, I don't think I could get my arm down one of those. Legs of one of those pairs of pants, let alone my leg.
On Twitter at Forbes Wake Hoops. Any chance we could see pictures of this?
Probably not, because that would require me having hair too. I had a ton of hair at that time. I doubt it. I mean, I'd have to go in the archives. Now, I am going home to clean my mom's basement.
Yes.
And she's lived there since 72, so there's probably some memorabilia in that basement that hasn't seen the light of day in many, many years. So we'll see when I get up there what we can find in that basement.
Coach, listen to me. First off, I appreciate you coming on. Second off, you need to go to a playoff hockey game tomorrow night. You need to make it happen. The siren, what an opportunity. Holy bleep, you won't regret it. This is coming from your friend Josh Graham here.
Well, you know, I listened to all advice. You know, my trusty assistant, Frank Davis, is working on it. There's some dates there. I don't know. I have to fly to Iowa on Thursday mornings early, so I'm not sure, you know, what'll happen here. But you know, we'll try to make it happen. I don't know. You know, like, I've thrown out the first pitch before.
How'd that go?
I'm a pitcher. I pitched in college, so.
You throw in just a regular fastball, or did you have the courage at that point to throw a curve?
Oh, heck, I could barely get it in there. I'm just glad to get across the plate. But, this sounding the siren thing, I'm like, but when you throw out the first pitch, you can go outside, play catch with your kid, and your son and get loose a little bit. I don't know, sounding the siren, I may have to practice, rolling my arm a little bit or something to try to get, just make sure I can get that thing going. That's a lot of pressure when you got that many people watching. So, I'll see what we can do.
All right. We're excited to keep an eye on it. Coach Forbes, always good to have you on the show. Thank you so much for doing this. Safe travels, and hopefully good luck with the hurricane siren.
Well, I appreciate it. Great to be on. Talk to you soon.
You got it. That is Coach Forbes. Appreciate the time from him. And Robert, this is a no-brainer. He has to do the hurricane siren, and he has to do the medical face mask spike as well, I think. This is a no-brainer for me.
Yeah, it would make a lot of sense. I just really hope that he doesn't. If he does it, the next day you're not like, we convinced Coach Forbes to ring the hurricane siren.
It was his idea. His idea. Actually, it was the hurricane's idea. And then secondarily, it was his idea to do the medical face mask. All I said is, you saw the strength in that spike. You got the siren going. I think he'll be fine.
He could crank the hell out of that thing.
So that's enough talk about the Stanley Cup playoffs for now. The NBA playoffs begin tonight, technically, with the play-in game starting with the Charlotte Hornets right here on WSJS Sports facing the Indiana Pacers. So I'll give you, now that we know exactly what the bracket is, I'll give you my official picks for the NBA playoffs next on The Drive.